Hello, hello! Welcome to the Money Burrito. My name is Lily He and I am your host today. I'm so excited to open up the space and share all things about business, money mindset, strategies to create a profitable and scalable empire. Break through your fear on money and utilize your new money knowledge to make smart and sexy financial decisions. I truly believe when we are equipped with the right mindset and strategies, we can absolutely create anything we desire. You will leave every episode feeling empowered and ready to own up your money stories. Now, let's get some spices in your burrito. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Money Burrito podcast. Today, we are in episode 10. So I thought, why not share 10 successful behaviors to implement in order to ace your profit. There are hundreds and thousands of strategies that you can implement or adapt in order to contribute to your business profit. In today's episode, I am not going to talk about those strategies. I want to specifically talk about your behavior, in particularly what you call successful behaviors, right? So as a certified NLP practitioner, I am extremely, extremely intrigued by how successful business owners think, act, and do. So what behaviors they all have in common, I thought you might be interested as well. Now, I am not saying to be successful, you must have all these fancy behaviors, all these, you know, behaviors that I'm mentioning today. Like anything, some behaviors work well with you and some not. This is basically for your reference and maybe to spark anything that might let you figure out what's possible and maybe if you can, you know, that it's not too hard or too challenging to adapt these new behaviors, right? So I'm sharing the various behaviors that I have personally tried and have helped grow and scale my own business. If you are someone who have tried, you know, everything to grow profit in your business and haven't yet seen any progress, this episode might just be for you. So without further ado, let's jump into. So first successful behavior is to really adapt failure. Not be afraid of failing because we, you know, human being, we all fail at some stage of our life, right? So how many of you who are listening right now do not like failure at all? I used to just, I can't bear failure because I think it's just not in my gene, right? But maybe, you know, you are a perfectionist or think that failure is not an option. Let me drop you a truth bomb. You will fail before you even taste a hint, a little tiny hint of success. I'm not just saying for the sake of saying it or because everyone is saying it. I'm saying this because I have personally failed multiple times, not one, but multiple. I still remember the first time I came across failure at the very beginning of my business journey. That feeling of failure is so awful, right? So no doubt it is awful, but that feeling of awfulness motivated me to want to be better, to want to find a solution and start learning from my mistakes. That is how I actually learned how to find a solution when I was in the same situation again. So failure is a golden lesson where money can't really buy. Number two, adapt changes. So nothing stays the same, right? We all grow as a human being. The way that we think, say, and act changes as we grow as individual. The things that we know today might change in 30 seconds, in an hour, right? Might change tomorrow. By adapting changes and be open with it is, you know, it is one of the most important behavior that a successful business owner should have, you know. This is because as business grows, your mindset will grow, your strategies will change, your supportive people will change as well. Number three, resilience. Have you ever thought why some people seem to be naturally successful? It's not that they don't experience setbacks, right? But when they do, they seem to recover really, really easily. So successful people actually develop resilience to keep them at the top of their game because of the way they respond to each individual situations, which are the same kind that we come across, encounter, you know, every single day. They are able to recover quickly and move forward, move ahead to achieve their goals. They're not just stuck in the, you know, what if or should have done this and should have done that. They basically close that chapter and then think about, okay, what's next? How can I do better to move forward, right? So one of the things that I always focus on is professional development, right? So it's just, you know, find something that you are actually lack of now or less experienced or something that you want to work on to improve as an individual. So one of the things that I have invested in the past is resilience. I have invested a few, you know, great coaches where I can improve myself so I can serve better, right? One of the things that I have invested is actually resilience or, you know, leadership coaching, where it just basically teach you how to be a resilient leadership. And if you are someone who are lack of in this area, I highly, highly recommend that you have a look at what is out there. And I highly, highly recommend you to have a look. So number four is positive attitude. I know you're thinking, yes, positive attitude, be positive and have positive mindset. It is so much easier said than done. Now, you're not expect to be totally happy every single day, okay? It is the attitude that you choose when you are facing challenges that come your way. And the way that you approach challenges, you know, if you're going to approach challenges with confidence and knowing that everything is solvable and then that anything is possible. So at the end, it will always work out, right? If you fail, then you gain wisdom, which will be useful in the future. So that is sort of the positive attitude that I'm referring to here. So number five is accountability. When you don't follow through what you say you want to achieve, you are lack of accountability. To be honest, one fact about myself is if someone says something and they don't follow through, they don't do as they say, I get really angry at them because I'm someone who, you know, if you're gonna say something, you have to do it because that's it, right? Like you're saying that you're gonna do it, so just do it. So being accountable is huge when you want to achieve a certain goal. It means that you are committed, you are willing to do it, you know, committed to get things done, whatever it takes, right? So one thing that helped me to be accountable is actually taking action without any excuses or without any BS behind it, right? Say it and do it. What's the worst thing gonna do, right? So it's just failing, right? So back to number one, failure is key to success. So number six, clear vision. I remember someone once told me, if you can see it, then you can reach it. I have since applied this while growing my own business, having a clear vision of what my goal looked like, then I can map out how to reach it. If my angle is a blur where, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, what am I going to achieve, what this, you know, steps of business is going to, then whatever that I do will never reach to where I want to go because I don't know where I want to go in the first place. There's no point in, you know, following what others are doing. They're earning seven figures. I want to go there too because each individual has different needs, has different goals, right? And You need to know what goal you want for you and your business and what makes you happy, right? So number seven, communication. Now, communication can be so generalized in business. There are internal and external communication. For example, internal being your employees or business partners, external being your contractors or outsourced professionals like accountants and bookkeepers or even your clients. Regardless of which type or form of communication, they are all crucial for the growth of your company. This is because communication prevents any, you know, misunderstanding, errors, and mistakes. It helps with productivity, which leads to efficiencies within and outside the business. So one of the key value of my business is basically communication, because for me, communication is key since, you know, we all work remotely and, you know, one might not know what you are doing, what you have done. So communicating is very, very important. Number eight, reflection. Learning to reflect has helped me so, so much. We are in the, you know, such a fast-paced world where everyone, including yourself, are always, you know, on the go, 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 go. You have no time to do such and such, you are too busy, and etc., etc. Have you ever asked yourself, what in the world are you rushing to? First 3 years of my business, I was constantly on the go and tried to, you know, impress so many people other than myself and my business, and thought that I was just not enough. I need to do more. I need to be better, you know. I needed to, you know, to prove to other people that I am capable of what I'm doing. I stopped and I reflected on myself and my own business. I wasn't happy. And, you know, having been able to reflect has helped me to really laser focus on what I have done and what I needed to improve and change. So, you know, without that, up until today, without that, I don't believe I will be where I am today. So reflecting and awarding yourself is, you know, it's such a fun thing to do, right? And why not implement it? So number nine, willing to learn. You know, we always on a learning journey, we're always learning something new. It doesn't mean that you have graduated, you stop learning, or you have achieved a goal, you stop learning. No, you know, our journey, our life is all about learning, right? Learning is a privilege for me. So with technology and trends constantly changing, new skills and perspectives, you know, are so necessary. So successful people will never say, that's the way we have always done it, you know, in a quote. Instead, they always seek new and better ways to make things happen, to make things better, to be more efficient, to be in the know. So one of the things that I do is to constantly investing into myself, hiring coaches or signing up online courses, just so that I am in the know and I am continually improving myself, continually up-leveling myself so that I can serve you guys better, serve all my clients better. This will allow me to fill in the gap where I need, you know, like support on. So last but not least, number 10, the 10th successful behavior is making decision without delay. According to the study, faster decisions tend to be higher quality. Some of you might not agree because some of you might be like, oh gosh, that's a bit spontaneous. I haven't thought about it yet. Yes, you heard it right. Why, you might say? Because it saves time and money. Sometimes good opportunities come and go in a split second, right? So as smart business owners, we want to be prepared for what throws our way. I truly, truly believe we already have answers 90% of the time, that 10% is our self-doubt that is lingering and giving us the thought of what if this and what if that. Trust your gut. Trusting your gut, you know, if you feel like, you know, it's right, if you feel right about it, then go for it. But this is different to making decision irrationally, right? Trusting your gut, yes, but try to find and utilize data to support your decision as well. So there you have it, the 10 successful behavior that would help you to ace your profit. So let me know if any of the above resonate with you, or you know, if you're gonna adapt one of those successful behavior which I have mentioned into your business routine. I would love to know about it. So yeah, until then, I'll see you in the next episode. See you then. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe so you are notified when new episodes are posted. Rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. And remember, the information in this podcast is general in nature and does not take into account your personal situation. Please seek professional advice for your own financial needs. I hope you are leaving with some great tips to implement in both your business and personal life. Now, get out there, own up your money, and don't forget to have fun. Until next time.